Você conhece? I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Good morning. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, furahi kidogo. Yeah, you look very dull. Now I can see the smiles. I'm happy. Yes. Praise the Lord. God is good. And all the time. I was introduced earlier, Ron, and it was said that my name is John Gatu. I want to add that I am born again. I love Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I'm happy to be in this service today. It's my first time to be in this service. I've been to the main sanctuary. I'm not new around here. I have been around Nairobi for a few years and around here because I was the parish minister, Oresho, until 1 year ago, 2 years ago. I have been the presbytery clerk, so our offices were here. Then when I left Loresho, I went to the tea department. We have an office here. We used to be where? Yes, we came here, then we were brought here. So behind here, there's the tea office for Nairobi region. So I have an office here. Let me say about myself, not about the offices where they are. I am married. I have a wife, but today I came alone. Although the letter I was sent said, we welcome you, and if possible, come with your family and worship with us together. Unfortunately, I didn't manage to come with my family because my wife is also a minister, ministering in Meredo Parish. She is the parish minister there. She's Reverend Masse. She sent me with the greetings. Do you receive them? Our children, now that it's holidays, we have taken them to the village so that they can learn more with the Shosho, about the mother tongue, how to stay with the Shosho. So they are there. So I did not receive their greetings this morning. Allow me, before I begin, to bring greetings from our head office, the moderator whom we were with the day before yesterday and yesterday morning in Mombasa, our Secretary General and the Deputy Secretary General. They all sent greetings to all of us. Do you receive them? I say this because we work together. I am in charge of the department called TE. I'm the TE director. And we work together as a church, and we always said greetings with each other wherever we are going, so that we remind ourselves that we are together as a church. Do you pray for this church? Do you love this church? Do you know there are people who don't love their homes? They keep looking at the neighbors. How is it? And but we should be happy being here. Two things I want to say. One is to congratulate men on their day, the PCMF Sunday. All men in the house, stand up. All men, if you are a man, not married man. If you are not a woman, okay, let me put that. If you are not a woman, stand up. even if you are a boy, you are still a man, potentially. Okay? Let's appreciate men in the house. I'm also standing. Ladies, I can't feel the appreciation. Thank you. Congratulations, men. Today is our day, and because it's our day, we want to do a chorus. So who is our leader of the chorus? Short one, just two stanza, one stanza chorus. Eric, come here. One stanza chorus. Men only, celebrating our day. And ladies, now we want to present to you a chorus.
Hakuna Mungu kama wewe, hakuna Mungu kama wewe, hakuna Mungu kama wewe, hakuna na hata, hakuna Mungu kama wewe, hakuna Mungu kama wewe.
Hakuna Mungu kama wewe, hakuna na hata. Hallelujah.
That's how we present. Ladies, appreciate us again. At least we feel the PCMF Sunday. Allow me also to say the second thing I wanted to say before I go to the Word of God. I wanted to mention something about the TEE we have announced here. We have Holistic Nurturing of Children. Allow me to mention about this program. TEE department is a department that is mandated by our church to equip our church members and all Christians with the knowledge of the Word of God, with the making them firm in their faith, and enabling them to be equipped for the service of God in the church and in society. That's why we exist as TEE department. We have several programs. We have the basic TEE. How many have done basic TEE program? Basic TEE. The basic TEE is basic knowledge in theological education, and we do it by extension. So this is a program for all members, young and old. Welcome. There is also advanced diploma. There are other programs. But allow me to mention the program we talked about here, the Holistic Nurturing of Children. This one is a need-based program because we are living at a time where people are talking and saying how the context we are living in, things are changing, parenting is changing, our children are changing, they are becoming very exposed and so on and so forth. Sometimes we parents, we feel we are not adequately equipped to parent them. Why? Because they have so many sources of information, and sometimes we are just the other source, not the source. So sometimes there are many challenges, and one of the things we sat down and said, we need to know how to nurture children. And we came up with a program called Holistic Nurturing of Children, whereby we look at several issues surrounding the nurturing of children, the bringing up of children. We look at the psychology of a child. Do we understand the psychology of a child? Do we understand how we can parent and nurture them in terms of parenting patterns? Do we understand how we can counsel them when they are stressed? By the way, do you even know when and how children undergo stress and the interventions we can do as parents, as nurturers, as aunties, as uncles? Do we have grandfathers here? How do we intervene in their lives? Because many times, the things we are hearing, the things we are reading, the things we are seeing affecting the young people, they are all related to stress and depression. The things we are seeing in families, where you come from, is there are many, many related to stress and depression. So we have some units about counseling children, psychology of children. How even do we bring children to know God, discipling children? And then, of course, we look at the issues surrounding the context that we are living, the issues of media, the issues of exposure. How do we deal with our children in this context where they have a lot of information? Those are some of the things that we are going to cover in the Holistic Nurturing of Children course. We are also going to look at the rights of children, the issues around children all over the world and in Kenya. All those things will be covered. So I invite all of us, without exception, except children, to register for that course. It's only a very short course. It's shorter than TEE program. You're going to finish it within a few months. We are going to. I will come for the graduation, for your graduation, if I will still be the director, but I hope I will. I will come. Praise the Lord. So this program is for every adult. If you are, we prefer from 18 and above, because those ones are either parents, potential parents, or children nurturers. So register. Ask your neighbor, ume register? Kama amesema bado mwambie harakisha. All right, let's come back to let us come back to the Word of God, and we read today from we read from Genesis chapter 1 and John chapter 6. The topic that we've been given by PCMF is growing men of integrity to do God's work. Growing men of integrity to do God's work. And I want to say in this service, the word men is because men are leading, but it's going to be used generically. So we are going to talk about growing a church of integrity, a people of integrity, Christians of integrity, men and women of integrity, young people of integrity for the work of God. Praise the Lord. Our main character today in the reading, first reading, is Joseph, and we know the life of Joseph. Joseph is no stranger to us. All of us, when we talk about a man who stood firm, when he was young. We talk about Joseph, a man who was sold by the brothers because they were jealous of him. He was liked by the parents. We talk about Joseph, a man who went and he was sold as a slave. But as a slave, he also stood firm. We read about Joseph, a man who was a dreamer, dreaming about things to come. We read about Joseph. So this man is in Egypt because he has been sold by the brothers and is there in a foreign country. Verse number 1 of Genesis, we are told that he was in Potiphar's house. And of course, the story that we read is happening. This is the stage, the Potiphar's house, is where things are happening. The curtain has unfolded and we see the man Joseph there. He's now in charge. He came as a slave. He was bought, but is now in charge. The Bible has told us that the man of the house had entrusted everything else. I don't understand when he says, except the food he ate. So he was in charge of the money. He was the accountant. He was the cook. He was the caretaker. He was taking care of the children. And probably he was cooking for them. Of course, I think because of the connotation that this man was in charge of everything, the wife also thought that this man is in charge of me. Maybe. But of course, we see this man as a man, of course, again, who is very visionary and very strategic. When the country is almost going to starvation and to hunger, the man has a vision and has a plan. The man, as I said, is a dreamer. But one of the other things I see about this Joseph is that he was not just a man like men who can walk around. He was a man who was very handsome. The word of God says he was handsome and he had a good stature. Verse number six says Joseph was well built and very handsome. Praise the Lord. So he was a man who in the house, as was doing his chores, he was cleaning the roof, he was making the garden, he was maybe cooking, he was a man who could be admired. Praise the Lord. He was a man who was well built in the words, as Bible says, and was very handsome. But of course, again, this man was very big-hearted. He was big-hearted. He was a man who kept no grudges. He's kept prison, he doesn't keep a grudge. He's sold as a slave. He doesn't keep grudge. He forgives brothers even when he knows he has an opportunity to revenge. They have sold him. They have literally killed him, killed his dreams, tried to eliminate him. And then when they come, he looks at them and cries and remembers, these are not just ordinary people. These are my brothers and sisters. Maybe you are seated here this morning and you are hurting because somebody hurt you. He hurt you. He did something that you are still remembering. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years down the line, you are remembering something that was done to you. There is an example today. The man Joseph, praise the Lord. They plotted to kill him. I don't know whether they plotted to kill you. Maybe whatever happened to you was smaller, not with big magnitude. You are betrayed. You are by the people you trusted more, your family members, your friends, or anybody else. This man was big-hearted. The man Joseph, a man of integrity. And brothers and sisters, this morning, as we talk about growing integrity, I want us to look at about 7 lessons we can learn from Joseph about how to grow integrity. The man Joseph. And I want to say that I'm going to say 7 things about men. And I said, when I say men here, I mean women, I mean children, I mean elders, I mean deacons, I mean group leaders. I mean those people who just come and sit in the church. I mean all of you. Hallelujah. I mean everybody. Men of integrity, number 1, they have a strong faith in God. Strong faith in God. The beginning point of our journey as believers is God. It is God who created you. It is God who has given you sustenance. It is God who keeps you going. It is God who is with you even today. The men and women of integrity have strong in faith in God. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 39 verse 9 that this man Joseph said these words when he was confronted with a situation that was so good. In quotes. A situation whereby, you know, there are those situations that come to your life and you are saying, after all, nani atajua? Si hapa hakuna mtu. The Bible says nobody else was there except him. And this other the owner of the woman of the house. Although nobody was seeing, this man knew you cannot hide from God. Psalms 139. Where can I go and hide from your presence, O Lord? Even if I go to the under the waters, if I go to the air, like you people who fly, when you are in the air, there the Lord is with you. When you go to the inner, in the, you know, even in the under the blankets, when you are sleeping and you are saying, you know, I was alone in the house. The Lord, you are alone in terms of human beings, but the Lord was with you. Hallelujah. So this man knew that God is with me. He was a man who had strong faith in God. For us to grow men of integrity, we must grow men who know God. Men who love God. Men who know that God is their God. Joseph was this kind of a man. He loved God with all his heart. And when he was confronted, he went back to God. He ran back to God. I wish this, whoever is controlling can make those letters bigger a bit so that people cannot stop straining. He was a man who knew and loved God. How is your faith life? How is your spiritual life? Men, you know, we are told all the time we go for men seminars. Men, you are priests of the house. You should, how many men pray at home? Many times let us pray for food. Nani alipika? Men like Joseph, they put God first. Hallelujah. Amen. You're not, help us to preach to women today. Praise the Lord, men. Men who love God like Joseph. Men who can say, I will not do anything that goes against the will of God. No matter whether my boss is seeing me, no matter whether my deacon is seeing me, no matter whether my elder is around, no matter whether my children know this or my wife or my husband, I will not do anything that goes against the will of God. This is man Joseph. He had a strong faith in God. He knew God. He loved God. He walked with God. That's why he walked with God. In all situations he went through, he was with God. Number two, men of integrity are selfless. They don't think about themselves. We are living in a country where people are so concerned about I, me, and myself. It's about me. When you get a new job, the only thing you are thinking is hapa kuna nafasi. I have been looking for opportunity, but this is the time to drive the best car. This is the time to all about me. Joseph was not like this. He was a man who was not about himself. You know, even in the church these days, if you want people to say a big amen, you must appeal to those things that are about me, I, and myself. From here, you'll be blessed. From here, you're going to drive a bigger car if you are driving a smaller one. From here, your children are going to America. From here, you are going to be able to afford the best of life. And there will be a big amen in church. It's appealing to emotions. To me. And let me tell you, brothers and sisters, that is why even today there is a lot of teachings that sometimes go against the word of God itself. Because people are looking for, in the second reading we read in the book of John chapter 6. And remember here, God, Jesus has performed a miracle. He has fed thousands of people with bread. And now they are following Jesus. They are telling Jesus, we want to come after you because we know you are going to fill our hearts. Not hearts. The heart is not here. Our stomachs. And Jesus looks at them and says, what do you want? And they say, we want a miracle of bread. I call it bread Christianity. We have a lot of bread Christians. Just thinking about what will make them feel good, feel satisfied. Move from where they are to the next level, to the next level. Jesus looked at them and said, you're not going to get anything. If you are thinking about eating, I am the bread of life. Eat me. And the Bible says, many of them turned back and stopped following him. Because it was about, what can go into my stomach?
Don't we have a lot of that in our politics, in our economics, in our where we work, in our roads, in our offices, in our homes? Why are we having people killing each other? It's about me. Mtu anachorea bwana yake kabisa, anachora, anakaa chini na kalamu, anachora, 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 ataipitia hapa, ataigia hapa, atakuja hapa, ataigia na ataishia chini ya sewage. Septic tank. Na unachora kabisa na unapiga masimu Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania. I don't have a case. Nasema tu it can happen. Amen. Don't quote me. Niliongea mambo iko kwa gani? Mimi sijasema case. Nimesema things can. Bwana anachorea mama, anachorea mama, mtoto anachorea baba, mama. We have cases in this Nairobi where children have killed or organized killing of their parents. Tuamekuwa wazee waachwe na mali. Very selfish kind of life, but people of integrity move from themselves to others. And let me tell you, for Joseph, he was not just thinking about himself. There was an opportunity to satisfy his greed, to satisfy and make himself feel good. There was a big opportunity. Verse number 7. This, he's being invited to a feast. Come and feast. And he says, I don't eat. You remember this vision that came to Peter, where things were coming down, and he said, I don't eat things that are not sanctified. You remember? Joseph is also saying the same. I don't just eat anything, because it's not about feeding my stomach or feeling good. It's about doing the right thing. That is integrity. Praise the Lord. And we need men of integrity in matters of life, in matters of faith. People who think about what God wants, not what just they want. I was not told what time to stop, so I will go until I see a sign. Gone until I see a sign. Number 3, men of integrity cultivate high levels of faithfulness. They are faithful. They can be trusted. When this man went to became the manager of the house, he was given small responsibilities, he was faithful. He was given bigger responsibilities, he was faithful. He was given even bigger responsibilities, he was faithful. He was continuously being promoted because of his faithfulness. He was faithful because the Bible says he could stand and say, with me in charge, my master does not concern himself anything. He has entrusted me because he was faithful. Men of integrity can be trusted, can be faithful at home, can be faithful at work, can be faithful in church. Men and women of integrity is a call today. And we need to develop this faithfulness. There are also men and women of integrity. Number 4, these people are consistent. They are consistent. There's a song somebody was singing to us one time. I can't remember how it was sung, but I remember the words. He was saying that many Christians are Sunday Christians. Sunday Christians. On Sunday, they are wonderful people. Going to church. In fact, if they were coming from my community, they would be singing a song which says, Semagogi Tonya. They don't even step cautiously when they are going to church. When they are entering, they are very holy, good people. But do we continue being that consistent in our faith on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Let me go back to Joseph. Joseph was Joseph. Tell your neighbor, Joseph was Joseph. He was Joseph in the field when he was looking after the sheep. We see Joseph in the field. We go, he's sold, he's taken by the brothers, he's thrown into the pit to die. Even there, we see Joseph as Joseph. No one time do we hear him like we would say, na nyinyi mutaona, kama nitatoka hapa, you will see. No, we see a consistent Joseph. Even in the pit, he doesn't curse. He doesn't blame. He's there like Joseph, humble and trusting upon God. He's sold into Egypt. He goes there as Joseph. He has kept his identity even in Potiphar's house. He moves from Potiphar's house. He goes to the prison. He goes as Joseph. Even in the Potiphar's house, where everything is provided, You know, let me not give my personal examples because of time. I wanted to give testimonies. But even there, he was Joseph.
I was once going to a meeting, and I was flying with many people of churches. Then in the plane, I saw, because there were people from Kenya, people from other countries, and blah, blah, blah. And in this long flight, then these ladies come, "What can I serve you?" Then I would see people ask for things. Then a man with a collar was taking a lot of hard stuff. You understand what I mean? Hard stuff. Then I was saying, "Hey, now that there's no other Kenyan here." Of course, I'm saying this because there are some people who, even their pastors, they serve those things after the service, not our Presbyterian pastors. Amen? So I was saying, kama hata mimi nikekua, sapa hakuna mtu atajua, sinaweza kuwa na opportunity ya kutest, na kusikia vile ujamaa, kona kora kama mimi anasikia. But I said, but I am John Gatu in the plane. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Where are men who are preaching with me? We said we preach for these ladies together. Praise the Lord. He was consistent in the palace. We see consistent Joseph, even when he was almost dying. He never cursed. He never blamed. He never compromised. Men of integrity are consistent. Men of integrity know their boundaries. I like this verse, number 8 to 10. He said he was describing his boundaries. He described them so well. And he told this woman, "No one is greater in this house than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you." That is defining clearly the boundary. "Because you are his wife." He continues to say the other things. He knew his boundaries. As men of integrity, as believers, what are our boundaries? When we go to work, when we go wherever we are, do we have boundaries? Our challenge today, this morning, is about boundaries. And I think we need to clarify and define them clearly so that they are known. People know how we talk. We don't just talk and talk and talk and talk, and we pass the boundary and people are asking, "Ay, ata bwana Keriako speaks like this." Because he has gone to somewhere, the other side of the boundary, and the way we expected him to talk as the deacon, we saw his name up here. I did, at least. We are asking, where? How do we define our boundaries? And our call this morning, if you have to grow integrity, we must define boundaries. Number 6, I hope I'm number 6, men of integrity are decisive and courageous. There will be moments when decisions have to be made. There will be moments when people have to say, "Yes, this is the way. As the father of this house, tutakuwa tukioba. Tutakuwa tukiobea chakula." Unakumbuka, I don't know whether you heard of this story. It's a common one, of course. Maybe you have even experienced it. Ladies went to... No, today's men. Okay, men. Men went to a piece... It was given in the other perspective. Let me bring it to the perspective of men. It was a seminar of men. And they went there and they were told, "Men, you need to be men who are leading from the front. Men of integrity. You need to be men in the house. You need to be consistent. And one of the things is that your faith must be consistent. And you must be priest at home. Pray. Lead prayers. Even for food." You know, many times when we go for prayers for food, men are looking for, "Where is the chairlady of the woman's guild? Which other lady is here? Kwani maobia mwanaume hawezi fika ikiopewa chakula?" Just asking. Uko hapo na microphone, mama anatoka kilomita 5 akuje aombe. Oba. Si hata maombi nikiomba chakula sitabarikiwa. Men, praise the Lord. Ladies, wacha ni kutuita tukiwa kusema ati, "Wapi mama wajiko aombe chakula kwa sababu naona hapa ni wanaume." We also pray, we can pray for food. So wakaenda seminar wakaambiwa pray. So walipofika nyumbani, mama akaleta chakula. Mzee akasema, "Hey, no eating. We are starting with a word of prayer." So, yule mtoto mdogo, the youngest, he looked at the dad and said, "Baba,
Kwani leo elder anatembea hapa?
Kauliza kwa nini?
Si tunaombeaga chakula wakati elder amekuja. Men of integrity, they are decisive and courageous. They must make decisions even when watoto hawaelewi. And number 7, men of integrity are ready to pay the cost. Standing up for Jesus is costly. Standing up for Jesus has some price to pay. And Joseph was ready to do this. The Bible says when he refused to compromise his faith, he stood as Joseph, the man Joseph, from the word God to the end. He risked his life. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters. I keep hearing, I don't know how true it is, that a certain president of Kenya used to write to call people and say, ningetaka kukutana na fulani fulani, akuja achukue basi ya shule. Imagine refusing a call from the president. This is how Joseph was in this situation. This is the boss, the most powerful woman in the country, being given an assignment, and standing and saying, no, it is a risky business. But Joseph was ready to pay the cost. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And in verse number 20, the Bible says, Joseph's master took him and put him in prison, the place where king's prisoners were confined. He went to prison. It was not just a threat. It was reality. But even there, he made the best of that worst situation. Brothers and sisters, I want to talk about two results of integrity that if you stand firm, you walk that journey of those 7 things and others the Lord is going to reveal to you. If you stand as a person of integrity in your life, number 1, you'll be blessed by God. You'll be blessed in the house. You'll be blessed as you go along. Your children will be blessed. Mali yako itabarikiwa. Familia yako itabarikiwa. Kazi yako itabarikiwa. Maisha yako itabarikiwa. You'll not just be a man, you'll be a blessed man. Young people in the house, if you stand in integrity, it does not matter. The other day, I met a young man who was telling me, mimi sitawahi oa. Kamuliza kwa nini? Kwa sababu ni kama watu hawanipendi. Don't worry, stand with integrity. Atapita mmoja abaye ni wako. Hallelujah. For those who are not married, God is bringing somebody who is yours. Say amen if you are not married. Unajua siku kuangalia ili usione haya, because I don't know who is married and who is not married. Stand and you'll be blessed. God is bringing blessings your way. Blessings will be in many formats. There are people, because they went ahead of God, they got all they wanted, but they lacked the basic things of life. Happiness, joy, and peace. They lacked those basic things, and of course, things like health. We pray that God will walk with us, because even when things are so difficult for Joseph, we see a man in prison, a man at peace. Praise the Lord. He's in prison, but he's at peace. He has an opportunity to revenge, but the peace he has inside himself can only bless. He calls them and blesses them. Praise the Lord. You can gain the whole world, the Bible says, but if you lose your own heart, how does it benefit you? He was a blessed man. He was blessed by God. Not only did he become blessed, he also became a blessing to others. If you stand with integrity, not only will you be blessed, others will be blessed because of you. Praise the Lord. Whenever he went, things became better. Unaingia katika company ambayo ilikuwa ina make losses, inaanza ku make profit. Praise the Lord. Unafungua duka, hata duka za neighbors inaanza kuenda better kwa sababu you are just a blessings. Unapita tu blessings inakufuata. You are like a walking bundle of blessings. Let us stand and trust God for our lives. And allow him to use us. If you read verse number 5, because this man was a man of integrity. From the time he was put in charge of the household of the household and all that he owned, the Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian because of Joseph. The blessings of the Lord was on everything Potiphar had, he brought in a man of integrity, a blessed man. So everything around there became blessed. How does the situations that is around you become when you are there? Is there any change? Do people feel you stand in integrity? And people will start saying, allow me to use you, Kiriako. Kiriako amefika. Ebu badilisheni topic. Kiriako akiwa hapa, badilisheni nini? Kwa sababu tunajua huyu ako pande gani. How is your integrity? Brothers and sisters, as I end, I want to say, for us to become people of integrity, it doesn't depend on us. There is a song in my mother tongue, which a few of you share, which goes like this. Are you listening? I can also sing. Today men were singing and they are singing. Nene metone witho dekera. I thought some people share my mother tongue. Of course, a few of you. But that song is saying, for most of you now that you don't share my mother tongue, it is saying, I have tried and tried to make things right for myself. But I've realized I can't. This is called honesty. Praise the Lord. It is honesty. It is true by ourselves we cannot. We cannot become like it. By the way, it is not easy. Tell your neighbor, sio rahisi. Kama uliko unasema, kutoka hapa, nitakuwa kama Joseph. I want to warn you. It is not. Hey, bona msemi. It is not easy. It does not depend on you because you can't. Hawezi kusimama kama Joseph, it is not easy. We started up there by saying his faith was in God. It is not about you. It is about God enabling you. All you need to do is to surrender to him and be honest with God and tell God, I am not able to do it alone. I can't become a person of integrity. I cannot become a man of integrity unless you, God, enables me. Praise the Lord. Many people, I remember one time a friend of mine came and told me, when we were in college and it came, these people who are very saved, in quotes, he was very saved. And he came and listened to me giving a testimony and said, I listened to your testimony and I pity you. Because I feel that you are not yet there in terms of spirituality. He was very saved. And I remember the words he told me. You know you are learning chemistry. He told me, for me, I am a hard specimen that can survive in every... What did he say? I'm a hard specimen that can survive in every... Blah, 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 blah. I'm forgetting the words he used. Without being touched because I'm filled by the Holy Ghost. Soon or later, we were looking for him in the radars of spirituality. He was no longer there. He had gone. It is not about you. It's about God. Praise the Lord. It is God. These people in the second reading, they were looking for Jesus. And Jesus tells them, verily, verily, I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves of bread to your fill. Do not work for bread that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. It is about Jesus giving you. It's about Jesus enabling you. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about God enabling us. Brothers and sisters, we are here talking about integrity in a context, in a country where integrity is seen as weakness. If you are a man of integrity, people are looking at you and saying, guy, unaishi nchi gani? Umepewa hii opportunity alafu unaendesha kavits. That is Kenya, isn't it? That is not here. Of course, we are not talking about people in this hall. We're talking about Kenya. That is Kenya. Umepewa this opportunity alafu una... Bwana, wacha kulalia masikio. Have you ever heard these things? And these are things that our people are talking. You sit with the people, you are seated here in a corner, and you're listening to the talks about the people is how, tulitana hiyo mkutano, hizo machek tuliadikia kwa ofisi, tukabadilisha figures, na commission, na nini, commission ni mzuri. Lakini kuna zingine. You know, those are the talks we have. And how can we survive in this environment? How can we be different? Brothers and sisters, I want to submit to you, it is not easy and you won't make it by your own strength. I am here to submit to you that the only person who can make things new, who can enable us to live a new life, the only person who enabled Joseph to be Joseph in all these situations and circumstances is God himself. What we need to do is to surrender to him who says that is making all things new. And because he lives, because he is God, we can sing with the, what do you call this team that was singing here? There? We can sing with joyful sounds. Finally, I can imagine me. Praise the Lord. You remember the song? Imagine me. All these situations in Kenya where integrity is so rare. In Kenya where people, even Christians, there's no difference. In Kenya where prayer is something that people don't want to do. I can finally imagine me. Imagine me. Oh, I like that. It's only that I can't remember every word. But I wrote here one of being free and trusting you totally. Imagine me. I like that song. And this morning, brothers and sisters, because he lives, even those things that we can only imagine, he can make them real. Hallelujah. You can become prosperous, blessed. You can become again the person of integrity. Because that's what the call the men have given us today. In this context, in this country, in this society, can we grow to become people of integrity? And I want to say it is possible. If we just totally trust in God, we can imagine ourselves walking in those offices and saying, from today, I'm going to be. Of course, you don't announce. You just become. And people see and feel you. Hallelujah. You can imagine you. You can imagine you being free and trusting in the Lord totally. Because those who are in Christ, you remember this song we say, in Christ alone? My hope is built. He is all my hope and in Christ alone. My hope is found. He is all. Don't worry, worship team. We shall sing later. In Christ alone, our hope is found. Our hope is not with President Uhuru, is not with Handshake and BBI. Our hope is in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our hope is not even in the church. Our hope is in the Lord. In Christ alone, my hope is built. Even in your family, even in your workplace, even you who is seated here and you are not sleeping for days, you sleep and all you do is remember and build castles in the air. Even you who is wondering whether you made a mistake choosing that job, choosing that husband, choosing that wife, choosing that course in the university, choosing that career, your hope is in the Lord. He can make all things new. Even you who are seated here, sometimes you close your eyes and ask yourself, am I really a Christian? Yes, you are. I want to declare you are. Hallelujah. Because he lives. Your hope is in him. Praise the Lord. And let us stop looking back, because one of the things that makes us not grow in integrity and grow towards where God is taking us is this idea of always looking back. Let me add with this. I must add, Kiria, could stop looking at your watch. The idea of driver, the people drive, I also drove here. People are driving and we drive, the car has many places we look at. We have the windscreen, we have the side mirrors, we have the, which other, this, what is this mirror called? The one up here. These are the smaller one. Driving mirror, there's another one here where the ladies look at themselves. All these mirrors are in the car. But when you are driving, your eyes must be ahead through the windscreen. Imagine a driver who is driving and always looking at the side mirror. Driving from Mombasa to Nairobi looking at the side. He can't go anywhere. And the devil's business is making you fix your eyes on the side mirror. Seated here are people whose eyes are in the side mirror all the time. You did. There was no integrity here. Forget about the side mirror. We are going ahead. The Bible says when we are in Jesus Christ, the old is gone, the new has. We are starting again. You made that mistake. Stop staying there. Kuangalia hii side mirror wakati wote ati unajua nilidaganya, unajua nilikuwa, unajua nilipitia. Hapana, nimekuja kutangaza tuachane na side mirror, twende mbele kwa Yesu. His business ya kushida umeangalishwa na side mirror, una hata hawedi kwa sababu looking at the, what speed can you drive looking at the side mirror? Elder. Unless you had a speed ya tano. No wonder we are mark-timing there because unajua nili. Stop. Move from the side. If you want to grow in integrity, stop looking at the side mirror uko nyuma. Focus on Jesus. Tell him from today, I want to be made anew. My family, God, build it again. My life, build me again. My faith, build me again. My health, build it again. Hallelujah. My job, restore the joy. Kuna watu wanaamka asubuhi wanaanza kulia. I'm going to the same job again. Wacha kulia sasa, abia Bwana nipatie joy nikiwa kazini, nifanye nikiiba. Hallelujah, hallelujah, as you work. Tusimame tuombe.